The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Wednesday, middle of the week, William, alipack.us. Welcome back, William. Always on Wednesday, always standing up into the breach, doing your best to stand tall as things continue to deteriorate. It's not pretty out there. How are you doing?
Well, last show, Jeff, you know, we started off with me telling people about how we had overdrafted and we needed people to pull us back from the brink. And I just want to say thank you to all the people who responded. The listeners of this show really came through for us and pulled us out of the trouble we were in last week. They came to the site and they donated, and they didn't just donate during the show. They did. It started immediately during the show, the first of the show, but as the show was replayed and watched online, people continued to give. And at this point, we've been pulled back, you know, into a financial safer position, and I would like people, as they listen tonight, if they agree with what we're trying to do, to consider to donate further or to come and donate to help put us in, you know, into functionality like we need to be. We need to be landing punches every week in this election cycle of 2024, and to do that, we need to have the operational funds that we need to focus on that, you know, and not just respond when, you know, when we're out, when we're at $200 in the negative. You know, that's people wait, and I understand why they wait. Inflation's getting us all, but I would just like to say thank you to those that helped pull us out of the danger zone last week, and this week I would like people to consider donating at alipack.us/donations/ to give us the funds that we need to get in good position, because there are amazing things happening that we need to focus on. You know, and two of them, you know, this week I know you get our alerts, and a lot of people sign up for the email alerts. I mean, the left is trying to say that Joe Biden did not admit that Americans, that illegals kill thousands of Americans, which they do. We know they are killing thousands of Americans, and we've created...
Well, it's over 3,000 a year, and that's admitted, yes.
Well, and then we've got a new section at alipack.us where a lot of great volunteers are volunteering to help pull these reports, because we have the receipts, we have the documentation, and we're going to put that all under one link where somebody can just post that one link and be like, here it is, go look at it for yourself. You know, if you were going to ask somebody to spend 15 minutes reading something about why illegal immigration is bad, this is going to be the location, because this is going to be where the bodies are. And we're not, no offense, we think it's very serious, all the rapes and the child rapes and the robberies and the drug dealing and the fraud and the assaults and the burglaries and the home invasions and the car thieving and the metal thieving and all the things I could just keep on going on that illegal aliens are doing on U.S. soil that they wouldn't be doing. We are isolating the worst-case scenarios of lost Americans, because the left is trying to say that murders of Americans like Lake and Riley and Molly Tibbetts are rare examples, and that migrants and illegals commit less crimes than natural-born Americans, and that's all a lie. So we're building a new tool to help people to defend and fight against that, in the election cycle through emails, through websites, through text messages, through social media, Twitter, Facebook, whatever it is that you like to use, whether you're on the phone and you're talking to somebody, oh, hey, let me go over here to the list. Boom, we're putting it together. We're also starting the new section on information about non-citizen voters. We've got the receipts there. We've got the documentation there. It doesn't matter that Google is censoring 82.3% of our archives. We're going to take the main reason Google wants to censor those, put them into more understandable, compilable, accessible areas that people can use between now and November 5. And, you know, whether Joe Biden, the left wants to say, here's the big thing about Joe Biden's speech, Jeff, that just blew my mind, okay? He goes in all jacked up on probably Adderall. I don't know what all they had him on, but he's all jacked
up.
Hold on.
Let me suggest this. If you ever wanted to see a live, real-time demonstration of pharmaceutical, amphetamine, Adderall, whatever, a basketful of chemicals that were jacked into that guy's circulatory system, which took over his physiology and made him literally rise from the dead and enabled him to sound almost normal and kept his pace up, you've never seen anything more vivid than that. That was proof. That is pharmacology. Go ahead.
Well, and let me point out why this is very important, because, you know, Jeff, you and I have seen and read a lot of things over the years, but there's things, yeah. Wouldn't you agree, there's things happening now that you're like, wow, you know, hadn't seen that one before, or haven't quite seen it on that scale before. You know, wow, close-up videos of Haitian gangs eating people in the streets. Wow. Joe Biden gets up there. He encounters Marjorie Taylor Greene, who gives him a pen with the name Laken Riley on it and says, say her name, which is a campaign started by Laken Riley's mother, say her name.
Right. Right.
And Biden gets up there. He says, oh, yeah, I can say her name. I know all about her. I know everything. I can do anything. I'm on drugs. I can say her name. And he gets up there, and he's doing his little speech, and she starts to heckle him. The Democrats start to boo her down, like, ooh, don't you dare. And he's like, I can say her name, Laken Riley. So he mispronounces.
But there's
three things here, Jeff. That's why I'm unpacking it. Everybody knows about that one because everybody focused on the first thing he said, which was mispronouncing Laken Riley's name twice, which was bad. Okay. But then he says, Laken Riley, an innocent young girl who was killed by an illegal. All of a sudden, his handlers, Nancy Pelosi, the media, they're all like, because it's forbidden to use the word illegal. He almost said illegal alien like he used to 15 years ago. Illegal immigrant. Illegal. Oh, he said illegal. And so a lot of people missed the third thing he said when he said, and I'm going to get this right here because there is debate over the word legal and illegal. Some people think they hear the word legal. Some people think, like me, think they feel illegal. Before I put this out, I played here 10 people. 10 people told me they said it sounded like illegal. I agreed. The quote, he said, what about, quote, the thousands of people being killed by illegals, end quote. Now, before putting out a press release on this, I decided I would check the official documents and access the transcript of the speech. And I went to Time Magazine's copy, I went to MSN News' copy, and then after seeing those two, I went straight to the White House copy, and they have scrubbed every comment about immigration. The name Laken Riley does not appear in the official transcript.
They just took out the vacuum and got rid of it all. Wow.
They memory hold it like Winston Smith dropping somebody's existence down a pneumatic tube to a furnace. There's the only word innocent shows up next to Palestinians. Innocent appears like three times next to Palestinians. The entire segment that he said has been expunged from the White House transcripts, which I haven't confirmed this yet, but if that's what they're sending to the National Archives, they're about to commit fraud for future generation of Americans who look back and want to see what the president said at the official State of the Union address of 2024, and the whole Laken Riley thing didn't happen, didn't exist, which is incredible. I mean, we've said some big stuff,
Jeff,
but that's just like, let's just all stop for a minute and go, wow. So we put that into the press release that we sent out Monday morning. Thanks to the people who funded us to get us to where we could actually operate.
May I, William, hold on. Please hold that thought. I want to thank all of you out there listening for stepping forward and helping the most singularly important political action committee that I have ever seen in my lifetime. This man and his organization and his people that have supported him and volunteered and who are members of LAPAC.us, there's nothing more important out there. And all of you stood up and made that happen. Thank you, personally.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, and please come and donate tonight and tomorrow at alipac.us/donation so we can start landing punches, because not every punch is going to land and do what we think it's going to do, but we got to be throwing these punches and trying to connect against these corrupt, evil politicians.
You can't stop and start. You can't stop and start.
No, we've got to start swinging and keep swinging. But we put out a press release about how what he said and how it's scrubbed, and then 24 hours later, all of a sudden, the fact-checkers weigh in, and USA Today says, is it true that Joe Biden said thousands of Americans were being killed by illegals? No, this is false. What he said was thousands were being killed by legals. Here it is. Fact check. Go to town censoring this Google. Go to town censoring this Facebook. Now, Jeff, let me ask you something. In your many years of reporting the news, have you ever heard anybody use the term legals?
No.
Legals? How many Americans are killed each year by legals?
It's over 3,000. Zero, according to legals,
that's
illegals. Now, you're talking about allegedly legal people, but I don't believe there are any, of course. Go ahead.
Well, the official fact-checkers say that I'm wrong. Well, they didn't attack our release. They attacked some random post, or not so random, but a post about this on Instagram somewhere. Instead of fighting with us, because we can point, we can document, we know that illegals do kill thousands of Americans, and we've got the documentation and receipts to prove it. Please, please come and fight with me about that. But instead of fighting with my organization, which gives us more strength and coverage, they used an Instagram post of what we said by somebody else and went after that. But they're putting the, you know, stuff in motion. No one says legals. If Joe Biden said, what about the thousands killed by legals? According to my searches online, he's the first person to use the English language in that way.
Well, you know, the other word he's using is what? Newcomers. Don't forget that one either. He's calling them newcomers.
Well, the trolls were pretty mad about that, but when I put out a survey this afternoon asking if people agreed with Biden's other comment, which was, and I've been called a white supremacist all day for saying this one, but Biden, you know, came out after the State of the Union address and apologized for calling the accused murderer of Lake and Riley an illegal. He said he should have called him an undocumented. And then he said, quote, what I won't do, and this is a direct quote, what I won't do, I'm not going to treat any of these people. Now, he didn't say illegals, but it was the illegals. I'm not going to treat any of these people with disrespect. Look, they built the country.
I know.
This turkey says that the newcomers, the 7 to 10 million newcomers he just helped get paid to bring in the country in the first 3.5 years of his term, built this country. And you know what? They didn't build this country. If they were so great at building countries, they really should go back to their own blank holes and fix them and build them. If they were so good at building countries, why the heck do they have to come to ours?
You got it. Absolutely.
The Americans and legal immigrants of the past built this country, not this criminal invader.
No, European Americans did it all. Come on. Anybody with an honest brain understands that. They're being brought in here. We are being invaded. We are being militarily invaded. They may not have AK-47s or AR-15s. Doesn't matter. They're in here, and they're ready to take up arms, which shall be made available to them when the time is judged to be correct. They are ready. They are staging right now.
Well, and people are saying, like, why would Joe Biden say something like this? Why would Joe Biden even do something like that?
Please. Making
so
big.
Well, listen, and I tell you, this is why I believe he's saying these things. They know that there's a certain group of people that are going to vote Democrat no matter what happens, but that they've lost the American middle. They've lost the swing voters. They've lost those. So they can't get those voters back. So what they're going to do is vote a bunch of illegal aliens to steal the 2024 elections. This is what I believe is going to happen, and this is born, is reinforced every time you see them talking, and you think to yourself, why would Joe Biden say something like, I'm not going to disrespect these people. They built the country. Flattery. They're so good. Here's some more money for them, and I don't care if they murder and rape people. They're okay people. They're good people. I love them, and, they're going to get all sorts of stuff. They're going to vote for me. He's in an election year, people. He's 7 months away from a general election. He's already won his primary. He's saying these things. Who's he talking to? He's talking to voters. He's talking to illegal alien voters is what he's doing. And we have a limited amount of time. Now, thankfully, a lot of other big names are picking up on this, and we've been pushing this out for a while. But now we've got to roll our battle wagon out there and do what we can, you know, with the stuff that we have. And I can tell when I'm doing a good job because, you know, I get called attacked by 5 Twitter trolls, and one day all calling me a white nationalist. I know I'm on to something. When the Hornets get stirred up, when they come around with their little Ukrainian LGBTQ flags.
Yes.
And I tell you, they got all these flags. They got Ukrainian and rainbow flags are all about some illegal immigration. Isn't that really interesting?
I just, this whole thing is so patently obvious what's happening, who's doing it, why it's being done, and yet Americans cannot, without your guidance, without AllyPak.us, what reminder is going to be put out to the masses? Even if you don't reach all the masses, you're going to put something out. There's no other organization I see doing it the way you are so honest with the way you present the truth, and I support that 1,000%. It has to happen. I'm going to run another video, in the evening headlines here going up shortly, having to do with the border, the wall, and a number of different aspects of it. And it is so bad along the wall now. It's just pathetic. It's bad.
Well, people have had enough, and the polls are showing now over 80% of America's legal citizens, not the illegals that are going to vote Democrat, don't show up in these polls, but 80% are upset with the mishandling of the border.
And that's where your position plays such a critical role.
Well,
you're organizing,
you're
helping direct them. Yes.
It has to translate into elections, okay? And we got a lot of people out there who are doing a lot of different stuff. And the first step we need people to do is get the email alerts and make sure that they're coming. I saw an AOL user today said that, you know, AOL is trying to put us all in the spam folders when we don't spam people. But signing up for the email alerts at AllyPak.us, making sure those email alerts reach you and that you read them and respond when you can, donating at AllyPak.us to help fund our operations, and then sharing stuff by emails, social media. If you don't like Facebook and Twitter, there's another 15 different social media places that we've all set up accounts on, from Telegram to Trump's Truth Social to Gitter to MeWe. Everything. Yeah. We've served it up on a platter for you to make it as easy as possible. All we need you to do is make some calls, send some texts, send a few ducks, you know, click a mouse and have an impact. And that's what it's going to take. That's the only hope that we've got. You know, the whole that by and they've made, and here's something that I know we got the break coming up in just a minute, but Jeff, the left and the globalists and the open borders types, they've done two things this year that are very different than the past. And I think that they're either desperate, overconfident, which are both bad for them, or just crazy to do it. One, they tried to pass an amnesty bill during an election year. In the past, they'd always backed away from this. And not only did they try to pass that monstrosity, which we killed in the Senate, okay, but they're online right now defending it, criticizing Republicans, saying that Republicans are not serious about border security, or they would have voted for this bill, which would have given us 1,500 new Border Patrol agents, da-da-da-da. What a bunch of dummies. What a bunch of morons. Complete tactical mistake. And we are going to capitalize on that. Number two, they are rolling Biden out. They're not hiding him in the basement like they did during COVID. He did the State of the Union, and then he came out afterwards to clarify. It appears they are putting him out there, and the drugs aren't going to work all the time, Jeff. You know,
he'll crash. You can't. You got to be careful and judicious with that, as I understand it. You can't continue to do it. He allegedly crashed. You always crash after a big high. He crashed the next day, and he was back to his blabbering, blubbering self. This performance was so much an obvious, blatant chemical display. I couldn't believe it. And I didn't watch it when it was first broadcast. I watched some of the reruns. It was embarrassing.
But
the same guy.
And he makes huge material mistakes and gives us more political ammo, every time
he
talks. But there's another factor going on beneath that. And I don't know what Trump's going to do, but right now, people are not happy in the country. This is not a happy country. People do not feel the country is going the right direction. They're not digging the economy. They're not buying it that the economy's okay and that the immigration's okay. They're not liking it. And the more that there's a figurehead to blame it on, to pin it on, any politician who's out there and very visible right now is going to be hated. That negative energy about what's going wrong, you could just, you know, if your name and face being on it, there's an undercurrent to that that's going on. They're making a huge mistake sticking him out there. The best thing the Democrats could do would be to get Trump out there with people looking and listening to him more often, paying more attention to him and blaming him for things.
He will not back down from the vaccine thing, which is a real big problem. They're putting him out there. Biden, I think they've got this all planned, and it may well be that he's going to crash, and maybe Michelle Obama will be raised up and plugged into that slot. Anything is open and on the table. I can't tell you what's going to happen. I can tell you that the door is wide open for potentials, and they've got plenty of plans for the rest of this year. Believe it.
Well, I believe at this point we're so close to the election that if they try to diverge from the plan, it's just going to make things worse.
People have a short attention span. Don't write them off. They can
be
controlled
quickly.
But
I'm just saying that the presidential campaigns usually start 2 years before Election Day.
Right.
Excuse me. Successful presidential campaigns usually start 2 years before the election
day. Fair enough. Very good. All right. We'll be right back with William right after this. Hold on. Okay, welcome back. And we apologize about the feedback there. It only happens with William, and I don't know why, but there's something odd about his phone. We'll figure it out someday. It's doing it again. You remember before when that happened.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Maybe it's because we have visitors on the line.
Visitors on the line?
Oh, yeah, damn. They're not good as good tapping lines as they used to be. It's all a bunch of H-1Bs. You know, they've ever since our intelligence agency started offshoring, spying on
citizens.
Oh, you're
targeted. There's no doubt. Yeah. I'm surprised they're even allowing any of it to go out. But okay, all right. So all of you listening, thank you for putting up with it. Very good. Onward.
Yes, and I will. You know what? I mean, maybe it's time for me to get a new phone. Maybe I'll use a little bit of these donations to get a better phone and hopefully clear this up.
Go buy yourself a better phone. Go ahead.
Well, I've had this one a long time,
that may be the problem.
Yes, you're right. It's high mileage.
No, they get electronics. Electronics get tired. Get a new phone. Try it.
Gotcha.
Can get your money back if it doesn't make a difference. We can hook it up during the week and try it out anytime you want. So.
Well, I tell you, I take it seriously because the folks listening to this show are the wind in my sails. I can tell you right now that they have come through for us again and again when asked to, and now we need to try to get them on this. We need to start getting, by the next show, we're going to get the day countdown we have until Tuesday, November 5, to drop the approval ratings. You know, we've got these Democrats and the open borders rhinos. We've got to drop their approval ratings. We've got to, let people see what it is that they're planning on doing and raise the level of awareness amongst different people about. I think if we're standing there on Wednesday the 6th, and Biden's got like a 10% approval rating, but still re-wins election, and the Democrats take the House and the Senate, at least through our actions and activities, people will have had a chance to know how it happened, why it happened, why they brought 10 million more illegals in, and we're going to have more information.
You know what, William? That's actually bringing 10 million in is probably enough to claim that was an accurate vote. They'll go ahead and throw it anyway. But that number right there, first of all, no state should allow a foreign non-citizen to vote. I mean, come on, that's right there in black and white. But they're going to do it. So they're going to play that game.
It's not just, I mean, they're technically not allowing it. They're just not stopping it. And, you know, you have different levels of knowledge and culpability on the way down. But one thing I think we can do, Jeff, I believe that we can translate an approximate number of illegal alien voters that it will take for the Democrats to take it all, an approximate percentage of the current 30 million illegal alien population that it will take. That way we can do that analysis and put it out there so that people understand that it's a small fraction of 1% of 30 million illegal aliens need to vote in certain places. And then we can tell them where those certain places are most likely to be. It's going to be in 6 swing states and a certain number of swing districts. That's where the Democrats have to concentrate these voters. They can't go out there and take solid red states and solid red districts. So they do, it's too overt. And the people in power there are not a bunch of blue, you know, pro-crime, open-border socialists. So they're not going to go messing around Greg Abbott's hometown or Ron DeSantis' hometown, right? So
that's right.
I think that we can also give some targeting to people and outside and different people around the country to understand where this is going to happen, because they're going to have to be registering these voters now, these illegal voters now, and then the mail-in stuff is going to open up. Perhaps there's a way that with the metrics and some of the information that we can provide, we can help put, you know, the right people into the mix to understand where it's going to happen, and we may be able to stop some of it from happening. We may be able to shoo some of them off. You got to be careful because you don't want to violate anybody's civil rights. And, you know, it's evil, white, honky Republicans always looking out,
make sure brown people don't
get to vote, right? So they're going to be ready to jump on. And that was facetious, by the way. If I ever throw me in prison and say, here's William Gein planning to dispossess legal voters of their voting rights. No.
Invaders have no civil rights. I'm speaking for myself. They have no civil rights in this country. They are here illegally. They are invaders. And they have nothing to say about anything. You know what they're getting? You know what the total is now?
Theft.
It's around, damn it. It's over 100,000 a year they're getting per invader. It's through the roof. It's worse than the 40,000 we've heard. Way worse. That doesn't count all the other perks. It's over 100 grand. This country has been taken over.
They're calling loans. They're doing more loans.
Oh, yeah, right. Right.
Well, look, here's a new saying that you're going to hear from me, okay? We Americans are having to work longer and harder for less because they're printing money to give to Ukraine and illegal aliens.
That's right.
I'm going to say that again. Americans are having to work longer and harder because they're printing money, driving up inflation, to give it to illegal aliens and Ukraine. And that's what's really happening. And that's how you can say a million things in one little sentence or two. It's the statement that I think is the most winning thing any candidate for public office in 2024 should say. And I'm going to put that out there. I'm going to say, hey, you're running for county commission, you're running for sheriff, you're running for Congress, you're running for Senate, whatever you're running for, this is what you should say, because this is the truth of it. They're inflating the monetary supply to print money to give to illegals and fund their invasion and Ukraine. That's why we're seeing these connections between Ukrainian flag trolls on Twitter. You know, and loans. Loans is one of the real key things because, you know, when they create these loans, Jeff, that's one of the ways they create more money, by just authorizing the creation of the loan. It's why they loaned a bunch of Americans money during the pandemic.
Like we loaned Ukraine at least $150 billion. Like we loaned Israel another $30 billion. Come on, loan means gift. Let's be honest.
Well, there's
given
a new...
The
There's a new type of, yeah, here it is, travel loans. And this is, who's this from? Natural News? Yes, this is a Natural News article by Ethan Huff from yesterday. Okay, here we are, March 12th.
That's an InfoWars author, I think, yeah.
Ethan Huff, he's on Natural News. He says, as millions of Americans struggle to make ends meet, the Biden regime is busy handing out loans to illegal alien migrants all around the world so they can travel to and enter the United States illegally. A program of the United Nations IOM Migration Program, which works in partnership with the United States Refugee Admissions Program, the Biden regime is handing out U.S. taxpayer cash to illegal aliens at zero interest. Once in the U.S., these illegals will never have to pay back their, quote, loans, end quote, according to the program's website. The penalty and interest-free loans. Wow, I need one of those, Jeff. How can I get some penalty and interest-free loans? That would be awesome.
Change your name and crawl across the border with tattoos.
No kidding, that's it. They're not available to, here's the rub, which are not available to struggling American citizens, by the way. Only require that illegals sign a promissory note prior to leaving their homeland, promising to pay back the loan. Should they choose to never pay back the loans, there are no penalties attached. So they're taking U.S. funds and helping the illegals leave their home country, not just helping them at the border, not just flying them in from Mexico when they get there anymore. The United States government is taking your money and flying them here because they want them to rig the 2024 elections. They are going to
steal the election. I think they're going to, if they want to do it, they've made that decision.
They have made it. They're committed. They've got more than enough people, but they're going to keep stacking up because they don't want anybody ever coming back
more,
to this.
William, how much more outrageous can it get than
well, they can
Biden
the
getting allegedly 83 million votes, more votes than any candidate in history, presidential candidate? How much more blatant does it have to get? That's crazy.
Well, I'll tell you, if they rig this election and they win the House, win the Senate, and win the White House again within a few months, websites like mine and shows like this are going to be probably facing some type of new legislation that empowers them to knock us down and take us off the air, and they're going to give guns and badges to illegal aliens as cops and U.S. military and IRS agents and jail block wardens and traffic cops and social services and home inspectors and tax collectors and almost any type of position of authority. They're going to tell them that everybody who resisted their movement of socialists is a white nationalist or black or Hispanic Christian nationalist slash Russian collusion person. And they're going to start, you know, arresting, detaining, imprisoning, and killing us systematically. They're not going to stop. They're not going to stop. They're going to keep on doing their stuff, and it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. Except, you know, the opportunities for people to even know what's going on, unless they have like a ham radio and can talk to people or something, is going to be next to nothing. It's going to be, you know, they're going to turn the lights out and get us where nobody can hear us when we scream. And,
well, you should see what they're doing in Canada. More on that coming up next hour. But you're right. If they do actually, quote, end quote, take over legally the Senate and the House by vote, it's done. We're done. Done.
Yep. We'll just be election deniers. We'll be like, oh, they used the illegal aliens to take over the country. Well,
and
nobody needs
to
hear you
go to
talk
court
anymore.
We're not going to get to court and get anything either. There'll be efforts made to turn. We allowed this to happen in 2020. We should never have allowed it. 83 million votes? It's not even good science fiction. It's ridiculous.
Well, make no mistake, they are going for the knockout punch.
I agree.
They are going. They are going for the throat. They are going for the end all takedown. That's why they're so out in the open now. That's why we are seeing so much. That's why there's so many illegals, even in blue cities, that the local black populations and illegal Hispanics are uproar. Like, what's going on here? You know, that's why they're turning child rapists loose back on the streets. They're emptying the prisons. They're also doing this thing in a lot of states saying, oh, don't worry, if you got felonies, if you were in prison for felony, you finished serving your time, you can register. They've defunded the police. I believe somewhere around 35 law enforcement agencies across America are about to close doors. Where is it?
Is it 35 now? Yeah, there'll be many more.
Where is it? Pittsburgh. They're not going to have anybody answering the phones from 3 a.m. to 7 a.m.
Leave a message at the sound of the tone. That's your 9/11 call.
And Oakland, the restaurants are closing. All down the left coast, CVS's, Walmart's are pulling out, shutting down. As the videos flow in of mobs just taking things, taking over the streets, and beating the hell out of white children on school buses, it's absolutely horrendous. Watching this country implode. But
that's one of the greatest tragedies. It's a tragedy. You can't even imagine what's going on compared to what the status quo has been. The age of the nation state, the white Western Christian nation state, is coming to an end. That's what's going on.
And the inflation's so bad, Jeff, I think it's accelerating. I mean,
they're announcing another food hike,
calming down.
Big hike. No, they've announced it. They're getting us ready for it.
I mean, when I come back from the grocery store, I feel bad.
I understand.
Shopping for basic essential groceries upsets me now. Upsets me when I get home with like a small bag or two of stuff that costs $100.
Oh yeah, I know. Believe me, I know. I'm trying to cut back too. I'll have a can of soup, organic soup, maybe some toast, maybe some organic chips, maybe some vegetables tossed in to bulk the soup up a little bit more, and that's dinner. That's it.
Well, at least spring is here and it's warming up, but a thing that's coming with the warm weather is the violent crime and the murders and stuff like that in the cities and stuff around North Carolina. It kept going during the winter. Usually it calms down a bit in the winter, but not this winter. It kept on rolling through. And now we've already seen some articles blaming warming temperatures led to 6 murders in the city last night. It's going to be, last warm season, last summer, it was a summer of blood. It's going to be even worse. And they're going to, by the time we get to Election Day, they're going to have the full-on threat of political violence full-blown. Their voter suppression tactic is going to be to make a lot of people who don't support Biden afraid of being identified by the time we get there.
Oh, doxing people. Outing people, outing good people, making life miserable for them. And the more these snitch laws that are passed, the worse it's going to get. And they're on the board all over the place. Turn your neighbor in. What was it? Washington State has one. Wrong speak, I think they called it, something like that. And
well,
in England, too, the same thing's happening in England.
Well, and that thing, you said you're going to do something. In Canada, England, they got people who were in jail for putting up stickers against immigration, okay?
Well, that guy got jailed. He had little stick-on stickers protesting kindly, gently, not violently, or suggesting radical violence. Just said no. Immigration like this is not immigration. It's illegal. It's wrong. And they got him, and they put him away.
They put him in jail. Meanwhile, they're letting people who, commit heinous crimes against honkies just loose on the street. So it's, and I would not fight for Canada. I would not fight for England. I would not fight for any of the European Union countries other than maybe, Hungary. Because I don't fight for totalitarian Nazis, okay, and these people are acting like Nazis to the real Nazis to their citizens and lack of rights. And here in the United States, I would still fight for the United States. I wouldn't fight for the United States and for an illegal war in Ukraine. They send me over to Ukraine, I'm going to be hunting for Zelensky, is who I'll be hunting for. And anybody that tries to get us into a war against Russia and Ukraine, I will declare war against. I will declare war against Lloyd Austin if I have to, whoever it is. But they're not sending any American kids. They're not sending any of us over to Ukraine.
And I would humbly submit that we already have American boots on the ground there. We have had for quite some time. They're there. They're running radars. They're running SAM systems. Yeah.
If the nukes start falling, everybody out there should remember every person they know that had a Ukrainian flag, every politician, every neighbor, every city official that was floating around
point.
The Ukrainian flag. Then you start. If you remember those people, remember them, because that's where the trouble at. The trouble is with them, not us. Americans don't want this. Russians don't want this. The Ukrainian people don't want this. Corrupt oligarchs that are making a killing off of printed money and a place to get it. The Ukraine is a corrupt place where printed American money can get cycled back into the hands of American companies and politicians that are behind this stuff.
Well, perfect. Can't add to that any. And do remember all those who had the Ukraine flags who were so easily brainwashed and mind-controlled and programmed by the mainstream media. Get that Ukraine flag up there. Oh, those poor Ukrainians. No, who runs Ukraine now? It's entirely a Zionist Bolshevik enterprise.
It was a violent coup. Everything. It was people who came to power through a violent coup with George Soros support.
Well, that was back in 2014, but now it's far worse. Opposition parties have all been outlawed. They're gone. Any religions are basically being either outlawed or crushed. That's gone. So these people are living in hell. Ukraine has been destroyed. And yet still, you have to ask yourself, why is there still water and power in Kiev, Odessa, Kharkov? If Russia is really fighting a war to win it, why is this still going on like World War I? There's something else going on here. Yes, they're testing new weapon systems. I get that. It's a good laboratory. But still, this should have been over a year ago. Easy. And it's not.
In the national battle to save America, the globalist elites have overcommitted, overextended themselves, going for broke. It's like somebody throwing a punch or a kick, and they throw it too hard, throw themselves off balance. Creates an opportunity for us to drop them where they need to get dropped politically. They have overextended themselves. They've overexposed themselves. They've made a huge tactical mistake going for amnesty and continuing to defend it during an election year. They've made a huge mistake rolling Joe Biden out to actually engage with media and voters in any capacity. And I'm not only seeing some new people coming in through this show and some other channels to help AliPac, there's some people that have not been active with the organization from the past, who were once very active on the AliPac.us website, who have recently returned and are coming back in. And so I'm very encouraged by that, and I'm very encouraged by the donations that are coming in. Again, the people listening to the show pulled us out of the negatives and got us back in the game and have the ability from this show tonight to do something similar one more time this week. Or if you didn't participate last week, please come in at AliPac.us /donations/. The donate button is right there on the top of and bottom of each bar on the AliPac.us website that you can see with your phone or anything else. And at least, you know, chip in $10 if you can, $10, $25, $50. Some people can do more than that. Please do put the wind in our sails so that between this time and the next show of next week, instead of having to raise funds, you know, and spend time on that, I'm out there swinging my fist, landing punches on these, because these guys, they're all over us right now. The battle is going down, and I see really good Americans every day who are out there on the campaign trail, out there in the trenches, out there on Twitter, Facebook, doing the best they can to figure out what's true and what's lies and what decisions to make. And we just all need to pull together and do our very best to reinforce those people. And if somebody says, hey, I'm going to stand with you against this invasion, against amnesty legislation, against these Soros groups, we have to help them. We have to identify them, educate them, encourage them, you know, steer them, influence them, thank them as a group, as a national organization. And that's what Americans for Legal Immigration is about, although we realize that most of our supporters would like legal immigration levels reduced until we recover from this mess. But if people can help us out one more time, we would really appreciate it. And just so thankful to have this opportunity to reach so many good Americans who are sacrificing in the middle of this very difficult economic time to continue to fight to save this country.
Nicely said. Very good.
And I need some more money to buy a new phone, so I won't be making weird noises.
Are you on a cell? Are you on landline?
No, I'm on a landline. It's just old.
All right. No. Get out and go down to your whatever, Target, Best Buy. Get a good phone. Good desk phone.
I'm going to go get a good phone.
All right. Very good. Thank you, William.
I'm going to retire old Betty the phone here. I've been doing interviews on this phone since 2007, I think.
Now you can get it dripped in, like drip either way, in bronze.
I'll just keep it as an emergency backup in the corner of my desk, my office, and let it collect
dust. When you get it, call me and we'll do a test. I'm sure it'll be better. Very good.
Oh, the test is going to be next Wednesday night. That's going to be it.
All right.
If you don't like the new phone, I'll swap the old one back on for you.
All right. Very good. Good job. Keep it up. You're one of our last hopes. Seriously. Alipac is it. I can think of no other organization truly fighting for the Constitution and America. None. Talk soon. Take care.
Thank you, Jeff. Good night.
All right. Okay, gang. Hold on, and we'll be right back. We have lots ahead on this Wednesday night.